Hagman and Hagman Report, brought to you live right here on Global Star Radio Network, also Blog Talk Radio and YouTube Live. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Ted Brower is our guest, folks. Tonight is he's giving you the fruits of hours upon hours of his research, his investigation in advance of tonight's show. As he stated, he's read three books specific for tonight's topic. And that's the overlayment of Genesis 6 and the backdrop of the fallen angels, the technology, the whole process, the context of today's events, in the context of today's events. Thank you, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Visit his website, healthmasters.com. Best supplements in the world, but also sign up for his newsletter. And folks, don't forget, follow us on our social networking sites, Twitter at Hagman Report, Facebook Hagman Report, and Instagram. Something new there. Ted, thanks for holding through and continue with this. This is amazing information.
Well, the thing I'm trying to do is give it to you from a bunch of different articles and a bunch of different authors, and then I'll kind of feed you my feedback into the middle of it. I haven't even gotten to the weird stuff yet. We got some really weird stuff coming up here.
Okay.
But we do have a coupon code for Health Masters for you guys. Again, it's DUG5, D-O-U-G-5. It's 5% off everything you get. No minimums, no maximums. Whatever you want to get at Health Masters, it's 5% off. And so that's what we wanted to do tonight, again, because we wanted to try to just encourage people to go get their supplements and their water treatment systems. Because when I do a show like this tonight and we don't really focus on nutrition, you know, it really doesn't do a lot as far as promoting my website. And I'm okay with that because I really like doing these types of shows upon occasion, because I like to give back to the group of people that are listening to me on both Global Star and listening to Doug's show. Because the truth of the matter is this, guys, you know, if we don't understand what's going on here, we're going to get into some really weird stuff in a few minutes and start looking at things from a different perspective, then it's going to be very difficult for us to understand why they're doing the chemtrails, why they're doing the Morgellons disease. We're going to cover the Morgellons tonight, and many of you have never heard me talk about Morgellons, and we're going to go into detail on why they're doing the Morgellons. And by the way, just a little tidbit that I'm going to mention to you very, very quickly. There's about 300,000 people now that have been diagnosed with Morgellons disease. These are the fibers that come out of your body, and they've been directly related and kicked back to the chemtrails. And we've been aspirating these fibrils, these tubules, and they're growing inside of our body. When you hit it with a very specific blue light frequency, I'll give you the nanowave meter lengths in here in a few minutes, it actually makes them go into exponential growth in your body. They start going crazy as far as growing inside of our bodies. So that's not good. Secondly, almost all of the Morgellons is in the United States, where we sell the GMO foods, the genetically modified foods, and all the glyphosate poisoning that we have here. In Europe, they have hardly any, they only have a few incidences of people coming down with Morgellons disease. It's almost all completely isolated in the United States because of the genetically modified foods that they're giving us. This group of people, these globalists who are working with these off-world beings, whatever you want to call them, these fallen angels, they're terraforming the planet using the chemtrails. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And they're also terraforming us with genetically modified foods. That's why they refuse to let us know what we're eating in the United States. The United States has presented a very big problem for these globalists because of our weapons that we have and our Second Amendment rights. And these guys don't want us here. That's why if you look at Deagle, it tells you that we're going to have a massive population reduction within the next 10 years in the United States. Now, where they're coming up with those numbers, I have no idea. But they seem to know something that we don't know. They've got to find a way to take our guns away and reduce the population of the United States. That's where they're trying to take this, because right now we are presenting a major, major problem because of what the fathers of our country did with our Constitution and our Second Amendment rights. They don't know what to do, because apparently these grays and these other types of aliens that can take physical form or in physical form in this universe, they die when you shoot them with a 50 caliber rifle. I imagine everything dies with a 50 caliber rifle. And so they don't want us to have weapons of quote unquote to protect ourselves. That's why at the beginning of the show, Doug and Joe, you guys talked about Hillary. One of her primary things now is to disarm the population of the United States. This lady is so evil. But again, listen to me, folks. She's just a cutout for the globalists. And I was asking earlier, Doug, I don't know if she's even going to be able to do the debate, or if they're going to use a body double that they've prepped up for the debate to do this, because this woman is sick. I mean, ABC News out of New York City said that she died on 9/11. Now, of course, that was later retracted, but the crazy thing is we don't know what in the world they're doing, because all we get to see is the tail wagging the dog with what the mainstream news says. So let's go ahead and go back to what we're talking about with the chemtrails with this article real quick. This is about Dane Whittington with Weather Wars and Geoengineering. And he says, the Rothschilds and the Geoengineering Empire. He wrote this article on November the 13th, 2012. He says, quote, why would the Rothschilds be so interested in owning the largest and most recognized weather modeling organization in the world? Why would the Rothschild LLC wish to have controlling interest in the world's leading provider of interactive weather graphics and data services for television, mobile, and web? Because when you're involved in climate decimating and engineering programs, you must also control the forecast models to cover your tracks. That's what Dane said, and I agree with him 100%. Then his article goes on to say, terraforming a dying planet. Because remember when Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, on 2001, said they'd lost $2.3 trillion?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
This is what the article says. How do you know what the military... The military cannot account for 25% of what it spends. It just said it lost another $6 trillion. The books are cooked routinely every year. I suppose covering planet Earth with chemtrails gets expensive. They are intentionally terraforming the planet, and so, if so, why should I say for what benefits? And I remember this is the article, her name's Ferguson, the one who wrote this. Dane Whittington goes on to talk about that. Dane Whittington also said, government implements illegal gag orders on the National Weather Service and the NOAA employees. This is a quote. In recent weeks, Washington has placed gag orders on the following agency employees: the National Weather Service, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is a massive red flag that should trigger alarm bells everywhere. Some time ago, I personally spoke to an NOAA scientist that has said, we know what's going on with climate engineering, but we can't speak about it because we have no First Amendment protection. The new gag order is further muzzling the NWS and NOAA. It's likely there are many of these National Weather Service-related NOAAs that have been lying about what's going on in our skies. The Washington Post even said that scientists and top officials from the NOAA have been refusing to comply with subpoenas for emails from the chairman of the House. The committee that oversees the NOAA is said to have obstructed and even attempted to shape and direct the committee's oversight role. What is the NOAA hiding, and why do they feel entitled to do so? He said, he goes on to say that we're being sprayed for over 60 years now, aluminum, which is a neurotoxin, which is being dumped on us, barium, and Morgellons, which we'll talk about in detail in a few minutes. There are two secrets of the evil cabal. Is terrified that the public will know the aerosol spraying of toxic particulates in the sky and the present infiltration of the tyrant-based extraterrestrials within our planetary, this would be the fallen angels again, planetary industrial military complex. They know that if aerosol spraying is moved from a conspiracy theory to reality, people begin to realize that their own governments are dropping toxic particulates on them from the sky. And basically it will interfere with their doing of the such, and they will also, people begin to realize that it interferes with our brain and memory patterns. Then it goes on, this is really another really long article again, but I just wanted to go ahead and read you this one. Now the next article I want to talk about is How the Elite Plays God. This is by Henry McCow, PhD. If you remember, gosh, it's been a couple of years ago now, Dave, Doug, you guys were coming back from Orlando and I interviewed Henry on your show. Oh, we got a lot of blowback from that because a lot of people didn't like what he said. But Henry McCow is brilliant, PhD. He basically says, according to John Coleman, the elite has been writing and directing the script for almost 100 years through the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations based in London. Do you remember a couple months ago, Doug, we did a whole show on Tavistock and how they controlled everything?
Yep.
It says, Coleman, 71, a former British intelligence officer, first exposed the clique that dominates the world in his classic book, Conspiracy Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300, 1992. As the title suggests, his latest book is a rambling book called The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping Spiritual, Moral, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States. The book is confirmation that the financial elite engineered every war, this is the Rothschilds, and depression in modern history and continues to condition our beliefs and behavior. According to Coleman, Tavistock began before World War I to convince peace-loving populations of the need to massacre each other. Those fresh-faced American young boys from Arkansas and North Carolina were set off marching to war, Europe believing that they were fighting for their country, never knowing that the democracy Woodrow Wilson had sent them in to make the world a safer place was a socialist international one-world government dictatorship, which we're quickly approaching. Funded by the royal family, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds. Now I'm going to back this off for a second. The Rothschilds took over the Bank of England back in the 1700s, and they also funded the Rockefellers. So you could just leave that off and say funded by the Rothschilds, but you can see these other guys are involved. Tavistock pioneered the techniques of propaganda used to justify war. Outright lies about German atrocities in World War I resonate down through the decades to lies about Saddam Hussein gassing Kurds and killing babies in Kuwait. Of course, the biggest lie of all is that the Muslims had anything to do with September 11th. Coleman found that 94% of the keywords and phrases developed by Tavistock for World War II matched up with those used in the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and Gulf War. They use the same words all the time to justify wars. Coleman's main point is we can't trust anything the mass media or government tells us, especially not the news. He cites Stalin's propaganda chief, Willy Mutzenberg, all news is lies and all propaganda is disguised as news. And he goes on to talk about, you can finish reading all of this stuff if you'd like. This is called How the Elite Plays God by Henry McHale, PhD. Conclusions. We are all in this jam because a small group of dynastic families have amassed unlimited wealth by usurping the government's money creation role. To maintain this unjust advantage, they need to create a one-world government dictatorship. As in any colonial situation, our national elites are chosen by their willingness to collaborate with the occupying power. People will do whatever it takes, willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. Coleman says 450, now Doug, listen to this one. Coleman says 450 of the Fortune 500 companies get their marching orders from Tavistock. This may explain why TV commercials seem more concerned with behavior modification than selling a product. Now, the reason I read this article when we're talking about ETs is that we've been lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to about what happened in Roswell. If you read the book, The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso, he goes into detail what happened on that day. It was also promoted by the book The Money Mafia by Helluride, which was a former defense minister of Canada. And when he called his generals up when he read that book The Day After Roswell, they told him, and the United States generals told him, that every word in that book was true. Now, this is a cabinet-level officer from a G8 country, that basically Canada, telling us that this extraterrestrial thing is a real deal going on. Now, guys, we already know it's a real deal going on because we already know what Genesis chapter 6 says. We had a heads up on all of this, but they didn't want us to know the truth about it. I'm going to tell you what their alternatives were in just a few minutes. We still haven't gotten into the weird stuff. Now, this is another article by Preston James, and it's just, I'm going to read just a piece of this, and it says, Psychotronic Firewalls Against the Public Truth. And this is another really... And basically he says, while stationed to work inside of E-Systems, men responsible for manufacturing tested, applying numerous back into alien mind control weapons and technologies. E-Systems at that time was also involved in designing and deployment of advanced system for remote control takeover of passenger jet autopilots. The Roswell crash has set off a complete the security lockdown. And it goes to say that many of the veterans and day readers already know that the Roswell UFO crashes and the United States government went into full panic mode and locked down various controls to keep this from the American public. Numerous stories were leaked and were buried in the desert, including one nurse. It also resulted in the PAC Security Act authorizing the creation of a central intelligence agency. Roswell also resulted in several secret meetings with secret treaties between the United States President and ETs, alien terrestrials, which would be the fallen angel, as you call them that again. These treaties provide for the abduction of humans as long as their memories were wiped. And that was given to the secret shadow government. Now, you can read this whole article. So we're not going to have time to read it tonight because it's extremely good. It's called Psychotronic Firewalls Against Public Truth. He goes into how we've been completely lied to through mind control, entertainment, entrainment, fluoride, trillion-dollar cell phone systems which deploy pulse beams, microwaves, Wi-Fi systems which have been installed in many public schools, education curriculum, and mind control through the controversial mainstream media. He also says they use ground elf Doppler radar systems, Madison Avenue advertising, imposed corporate norms, various mind-altering drugs. And he also says that they also use additives in automobile gasoline, which can also affect the brain. I've read that also in another book that I read this weekend. And chemtrail spraying in the skies of barium. Precalculated radiation discharges from numerous nuclear plants all over America and the pre-planned Fukushima disaster. These engineer releases are based on the CIA MK Ultra research on how brain function is modified by radiation, injection, and inhalation. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the Satanic Pedophile Ritual Child Sacrifice Network. plus newer technologies, Vance, Psi Power, spiritual blood spells, put a place on the American group Mind Think through pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice. We've talked about that on shows before. So you guys can read that entire article on how they're controlling what we think. Now, again, the reason I brought that up, because he starts talking about the ET question here in this article too. Now, we have to find out, Doug, you know, what we're going to believe in all this. Now, guys, I'll be honest with you. I've got a pretty good idea of what I believe after I've read all of this stuff. And I pretty much believe that these, whatever they were, these fallen entities that, and good angels, that they basically are interfering or working with or trying to be involved in what's going on our planet in an interdimensional way, and sometimes downright drown-rock manipulation, which is, of course, is what the Bible says. So, guys, it ties back together with what the Word says, and what it does, it makes you have another thought process. So in the event they decide to drop all of this stuff on you suddenly, you're not going to go, wow, how does that affect my Christianity? This won't affect your Christianity at all. I have reconciled my Christian beliefs completely to be able to incorporate this into my beliefs because it ties right together with Genesis chapter 6. And the brilliant Chuck Missler said one time when I was talking to him about all of this stuff, he says, Ted, he goes, here's the thing. We've got to realize that what the Bible talked about in Genesis chapter 6 was real. And these entities came from another plane of existence, another planet, or wherever they were, and they affected things here on this earth. And that basically they're back at it again. He says, we have to understand the Bible already pre-warned us that this was going to happen. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And it was in the days of Noah that these creatures did all of this stuff. So don't be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm a Christian and these guys are saying it's not real. Because one of the things these ETs said, I'll get to it in a few minutes, they said when they were being interviewed after this thing happened with the United States government, that they're the species, they're the beings that created humankind. And that they were here because their own DNA had become so compromised and damaged that they had to do DNA research on humans, hence the abductions, cattle mutilations, etc. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. Here's the lie again. This is what Satan does. He always lies. If these are the beings who created us, now why can't they fix their own DNA? And that's what they said. These got all these creatures do are lie constantly about why they're here, the benevolent ones, and how bad they are. And they said the same thing. If you can't fix yourself, why do you want to be here trying to help us? There's something going on with your DNA, and they're doing. Oh, that's why Linda Moulton Howell, another researcher, has done extensive research, you know, on cattle mutilations. You can look her up, and she talks about this in detail and what's going on where they take the glands and the testicles and the eyes and all these things out of cows, and there's no tracks anywhere to be found. Plus all the blood is missing in these animals. Now, here's another article that I want to read with you guys. I told you this is going to go crazy tonight on this whole thing.
It says, yeah, well, while you're looking for that, I just want to make just to point out that brainwashing, as you mentioned early on or earlier moments ago, just folks remember, brainwashing came to really existence. The term anyway, it's Z. Or it's XINAO, it's Chinese, for coercive persuasion, deep and permanent behavioral changes. The reason I just want to bring that up is to put it, what Ted is talking about in context. Now, this is far deeper than that, of course, but if you remember here just a few minutes ago, Ted mentioned brainwashing. So go ahead, Ted, I'm sorry.
Well, also remember, guys, I mean, the Bible in Genesis chapter 6 told us this stuff was going on. And then these entities got involved in the church in the 3rd century, 4th century, 323 approximately, and they pulled the book of Enoch out of the Old Testament. Now, this book of Enoch was left in the text in Ethiopia, still in there today, the Ethiopian Bible, because they weren't subject to the whims of the Pope at that time in 323. Because these entities did not want us to talk about this and their arrival on this planet and what they had done. Now remember, the book of Enoch was again rediscovered in its entirety in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which tied together directly with the book of Enoch in the Ethiopian Bible. So we're not trying to twist the scripture here and make this something that it's not. You know, there are a lot of New Age teachings getting involved with a lot of this stuff and a lot of these weird things. Hey, look, here's the deal. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came in the flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered and died under Pontius Pilate, rose again. And I've done this show multiple times. We talked about it 2 weeks ago and how his blood continues to sanctify us through scalar waves, which we're going to talk about scalar waves again tonight. I got some really cool things to say about scalar waves tonight. In fact, one guy quoted what a scalar wave was, and it ties together so well with everything we've already discussed. But listen to me, guys. It's all about knowing who Jesus Christ is and accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. This cycle on this planet has gone on through the eons of time with all these different races and species and whatever else built these giant monolithic structures that have been around for tens of thousands of years and massively predate human history on this planet. But basically, God has pushed the stop button on this thing now when He sent Jesus Christ to put a big stop on all of this stuff. And so this is our last shot at this thing as far as this planet, because we're fixing to go into the book of Revelation, and we're fixing to have the whole thing is going to be back under the rule of God Almighty. He's had enough of these guys, because all they do is lie. You know, and I'm not saying that the good angels are the ones that are lying, because they're not. Even Rush Dizdar told me that the angels have all these different names in the Bible when you start talking to them. I interviewed him on the Power Hour a couple years ago. But let me go back to the story again. Here's another one, and it's called A Complete Disconnect. It's by James again. And it says, number six, we have a secret space war program that has evolved so far that the essence of it has been described as a breakaway society. Doug, you and I talked about this the other day. The private researcher and author that probably knows this most about this is Richard Dolan, who is a highly respected for his balance-based fact approach to this whole issue. His books and presentations are excellent, according to James, and basically of his videotape deathbed confessions and his staggering implications. Apparently, he's no longer with us. The Disclosure Project of Stephen Greer, MD, is an interesting also. It's a good documentation of the United States government's handling of the real alien ET crashed and recovered UFOs. Another source of information is very interesting. It's exopolitics.org, run by former academic Michael Salla, PhD, S-A-L-L-A, who has a record of rational and balanced presentations in these manners. The average American has no clue of just how much information has been withheld about crashed, recovered, and back-engineered anti-gravity craft. Everyone must examine the facts, the testimonies, and the information available, and then consider their sources for credibility and support under the facts. Very strong evidence that this secret space war program exists are the numerous documented testimonies of well-vetted witnesses with high security clearances, either who worked for the U.S. military or contractor in deep black special access or unacknowledged programs. Now, I'm going to say something right now that this is what really, when I started looking at what happened with 9/11, it was probably 15, 13 years ago, a couple of years after 9/11 happened. And I remember, Doug, I watched a video. It was called 9/11 Mysteries. It popped up one time on a link on one of my things that I was looking at. And it said basically what happened. It wrote what really happened with 9/11. It was called 9/11 Mysteries. And, of course, Loose Change is good, too. And I started questioning what they were telling me what happened with 9/11. And the more I dug into 9/11, because I was pretty much just, I didn't want to listen to any of this stuff. I thought it was just all conspiracy theory, and I didn't want to hear any of it. But then what happened is I started listening to all of the testimonials of the firefighters and the policemen and the architects and the engineers and the research people about 9/11. And there were literally hundreds of people on camera and had written articles, Doug, that said that 9/11 was an inside job, that the buildings were detonated, they were brought down by explosives or some type of electromagnetic pulse or a mini nuke or whatever. They listed all these different reasonings, and there were literally hundreds and hundreds of people. Now we have thousands of engineers and architects that have signed off that these things didn't come down by these airplanes, and especially Building 7, who had no airplane impact. And finally, I started questioning the mainstream narrative in earnest. I'd always been a little skeptical of the government, but I never thought they would stoop to doing something like this. But here's why I'm saying that. There were hundreds of people's testimonies. And finally, one night, I was talking to Sharon about it, and I said, Sharon, all of these people can't be lying. All of these people can't be lying. There's too many corroborative testimonies. Too many people have been silenced, and too many people have been killed over this. They all can't be lying. Now, I bring you back to where I'm talking right now. That's why I'm bringing you all of these different articles tonight and all of these different authors tonight. All of these people cannot be lying. Fred Bell, who we're going to quote extensively in a few minutes, Art Bell's brother, from he was former Coast to Coast host, you know, in the evening. Doug, you've been on the show. I've been on it several times, too. What's interesting about Art Bell and his brother Fred is they're really into what's going in the paranormal. Now, Fred is the man who appeared on Jesse Ventura's show when they were talking about space-based weapons and ray guns and death rays. This is one of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory shows. And if you remember, he asked Fred about space-based weapons platforms, about Star Wars, and then Fred said, we built Star Wars. And Jesse said, how do you know that we built it? He goes, because I was one of the NASA rocket scientists who built it. It's there. It's real. It can lay waste to entire regions, entire cities. You don't need it to take a building down. You can do that with explosives. And then Jesse asked him, do you believe your life is in danger? He goes, no. I'm paraphrasing this from memory. He goes, no, I don't, because sometimes their systems still break down. They contact me to help them fix them. And so I know I'll be fine. Well, he was dead, I believe, the following day. Now, crazy story. It happened. It's real. Now, I'm going to read you some of Fred Bell's stuff and what he's talking about. Now, that boy has some credibility. He was basically brought into the military at the age of 15, 16, couldn't even wear a uniform because he was still too young, because he was so advanced from an intellectual standpoint. He was one of those wunderkinds you talk about that they were looking for back in the 50s and the 60s. So Fred Bell's now gone. He's left us because of this. He was killed. So, guys, this is real as far as I'm concerned. There's something going on, though I don't know the exact particulars about it, but not all these people can be lying. What do you say, Doug?
It's a good place to stop, and you're right. You know, from your description of 9/11 just moments ago, taking it through coast to coast and Fred Bell, his statements and his death subsequent, yeah, not everyone can be lying. And there's so much wrong with the official stories here. Regardless of what the subject matter is, we have to, I believe, Ted, and you've done a fantastic job just laying out the structure, the infrastructure of the lies, of the deception that we face, citing numerous sources as you have. So, yeah, this is incredible. And many people might say, well, I've heard this before, but not necessarily in the manner in which you're stating. Bring right back, stay right where you're at. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest. Hagman and Hagman Report, of course, on Twitter at Hagman Report, Facebook Hagman Report, and Instagram at Hagman Report. I didn't know we had all those, did you? Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Hagman Report. Just go to HagmanandHagman.com or HagmanReport.com. Click on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Dr. Ted Brower talking about, as, and I quote from JD, the freaky deaky stuff. That's what JD said. No, we were talking about this, and in fact, I asked Ted this week. I said, "Let's hit it hard, man. Give him the freaky deaky stuff." To paraphrase JD, folks. Minuteman Rocket Stove. Before we get back to Ted, MinutemanRocketStove.com. MinutemanRocketStove.com. You need one of these. Everyone listening to this needs one of these stoves. Oh, you might think, nah. Now let me explain something. If you're a prepper, even if you're a camper, it doesn't matter. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is one of the best pieces of equipment I've seen to cook anything when you don't have a lot of fuel. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a perfect survival cooking stove for you and your family. It's a biomass burning stove. It only requires just a very small amount of sticks and twigs for your fuel. Even you can get this in Brooklyn if the fuel for this in Brooklyn, on the streets of Brooklyn, if you need to. You'll always be able to find enough fuel for the Minuteman, even if you live in the city or suburb or Brooklyn or the Bronx. Very familiar with that area. The Minuteman stove is fully insulated with ceramic refractory insulation. This focuses the heat actually and results in cooking cooking power is comparable to a kitchen stove. I'll just say that. Easy enough said. The Minuteman stove is self-contained, seals airtight for travel and storage. MinutemanStove.com. That's where you get it. MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. And we're fortunate enough to have Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, all of our health needs here at the Hagman & Hagman household and studio taken care of by healthmasters.com. The coupon code for this offer for 5% off all in-stock items, Doug5, D-O-U-G, and the number 5, Doug5. That's the coupon or promo code. Order from healthmasters.com, the promo code Doug5. Ted, thank you so much for your research and your time that you invested in preparation of tonight's show.
Oh, you're welcome, Doug. And I know that a lot of folks that are listening have heard some of this stuff before, but you've not heard it all from me, because I try to stay away from this stuff. I'm pretty pragmatic and utilitarian in my beliefs and in my behavioral patterns, and I just try to just stay with what I could see. Because guys, remember, I was trained as a scientist. You know, I was trained, you know, on how to do double-blind clinical research studies. And, you know, when you start getting into this esoteric stuff and you start seeing the massive lies of the government and covering this stuff up, you finally begin to realize it's like the worst-kept secret of the century with this alien thing. I mean, gosh, everybody knows about it, but nobody wants to talk about it because nobody wants to be labeled a nutbag. But when you drop it back into this fallen angel agenda, it all makes sense. That's why I started off with the Preston James article with the fallen angels to start with and the lesser gods that he called them, because I wanted people to realize that there's a scriptural component to what we're talking about tonight, so you won't be blindsided by this stuff. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, I've heard a lot of this before. There are a lot of your friends who have not heard Hagman and Hagman before. There are a lot of your friends that you have on your email list that have not heard this put this way before, and they're still believing the lies of the mainstream media, but they might believe in ETs. They might believe in that. You don't know that. They might believe there's something else going on that they're not being told. If you send them the podcast or you give them a link to iTunes or you send them a link to the YouTube video, say, hey, watch this. Make this go viral, because this is going to be one of those shows that you can use as a reference text because of all of the different articles and the names of all these authors that I'm giving you guys tonight. That's really important. Now, the next question is, who runs the world? Who are these people that are doing all of this? Basically, it drops right back down to the Rothschild banking cartel. And this is an interesting article that you guys can all read also. And this is actually a very good article. I'm going to read a sentence out of it. It's by Professor Kamran, Kamran, who really controls the world. And he says, the four horsemen of the banking, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Wells Fargo, own the four horsemen of oil, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, Amoco and Chevron, Texaco, in tandem with other European and old money behemoths, the Rothschild boys. But their monopoly over the global economy is not into the edge of the oil patch. According to the company 10K filings to the SEC, the four horsemen of the banking apocalypse are among the top 10 stockholders in virtually every Fortune 500 corporation. We just told you they have controlling interests in 450 of them. It is well known, or some type of control with the interlocking corporate directorships. It is well known that in 2009, of the top 100 largest economic entities in the world, 44 were corporations. The wealth of these families, which are among the top 10 shareholders in each of these, is far in excess of the national economies. In fact, the total GDP is around $70 trillion. The Rothschild wealth alone is to be estimated into the trillions of dollars, actually into the quadrillions. So it is the case with the Rockefellers, who were helped and provided money all along by the Rothschilds, which I've told you guys that repeatedly. The U.S. has an annual GDP in the range of $14 to $15 trillion, which pales into insignificance before the wealth of these trillionaires. With the U.S. government and most European countries in debt to the Rothschild banking cartels, there should be absolutely no doubt as to who owns the world and controls it. To quote Eustace Mullins from his book, One, The New World Order, the elites rule the U.S. through their foundations, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Federal Reserve System, with no serious challenges to their power. Expensive political campaigns are routinely conducted with carefully screened candidates who are pledged to perform in the program of the New World Order. Should they deviate from the program, they would have an accident, be framed on a sex charge, or indicted for some financial irregularity. Guys, we've got to pray for Donald Trump, that he stays protected, and we've got to pray that he's real. Now, here's another interesting article by Harold Shaw, and it goes, breakthrough, the food that you eat determines which genes get activated or suppressed, controlling disease versus health throughout your life. This whole article is on epigenetics and how what you eat affects all of the offspring in your DNA line to come. Now, what's interesting about this is I told you earlier that the Morgellons disease does not affect the people in Europe except for just a few individuals. And we really believe, and I personally believe now, and the physicist Kutz thinks the same thing, I'll quote him in just a minute, that the Morgellons disease needs genetically modified foods and a change of our genetic structure to allow the Morgellons to take over in our system. That's why they're trying to force the GMOs into Europe. Now, another article. The depopulation agenda is the only explanation why extensive mainstream medicine is so lethal. Now, we've talked about this repeatedly, about why in the world are the globalists doing everything they possibly can to reduce the population of the planet. GMO food is labeling is not required. that bans pesticides, aluminum, among those in deadly chemicals classified as food additives. Codex recommended maximum levels of chemicals, which are astoundingly high as opposed to extremely low daily vitamin dosing. Dietary supplements or natural health foods would be classified as drugs. Codex would take vitamins and minerals illegal and not available, make them illegal and not available without a prescription. Every dairy cow was required to have Monsanto's recombinant both bovine hormone, and all other animals for food production must be treated with antibiotics, and all food should be irradiated. They know that all of this stuff is bad. Plus, think about this, guys, and I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes again with Kutz when we talk about with the physicist. By 2035, they're saying that all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls will have autism. Why do they want so many autistic children? I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. We get the Fred Bell stuff. Another article. The interdimensional entities behind the dark agenda that is taking over the world. This is another excellent article. Let me pull up the writer of this one real quick. Angela Pritchard. The international, now remember, again, some of this stuff is new agey, so I'm not going to read the new agey stuff. The international dimensional entities behind the dark agenda that's taking over the world. Many feel that there's a multidimensional cause behind the sinister agenda afflicting the world, such as the New World Order. But it is possible not just to sense, but to actually know and uncover its root through first-hand experience. And unless the root is uncovered, its octopus-like tentacles will continue to regrow and find new ways to influence the world, even when several have been cut off. While researchers alone only get so far, ultimately this becomes an esoteric matter, and the center of the spider webs become the interdimensional entities who have awakened in darkness and have been working on this agenda since ancient times. It's interesting, too, because David Icke, for you guys that aren't Christians and are listening to the show tonight, he basically goes into detail about these interdimensional entities, and he's called these guys out for years and years and years, and he says it all goes back down to whenever you get deep, when you dig deep enough into the New World Order, it always goes back to Satanism and basically how these demonic entities are actively working to influence society today, including through ritual child sacrifice. Now, next article. Morgellons disease, a crime of silence. Proof that Morgellons is man-made, government stonewalls the investigation. Excellent interview by Dan Eden. You guys can read this and watch this also online. There's also a video on this. For over a decade now, thousands of people, almost 300,000 by the way, have contracted a mysterious disease that eludes medical community. Morgellons, the victims have a sensation of bugs crawling under their skin. Morgellons is a it's a crossover species. In other words, it's been combined with insect, animal, fungi, and also plant. And so it's basically genetically manufactured. Now, Kutz says this is no way this has happened in this planet. This is another interdimensional entity thing that's done this to basically put us into this new world order as slaves, because it can be hit with blue light, which we'll give you the frequency of in just a moment, and actually start massively massively growing in our bodies. Now, next article. Nothing is solid in the energy. Nothing is solid and everything is energy. Scientists explain the world of quantum physics. We perceive our physical material world is not really physical or material, but in fact, far from it. In quantum mechanics, hasn't profoundly shocked you. You haven't understood it yet. Everything we call real is made of things that cannot be regarded as real. Now, the reason I brought up quantum physics tonight about this is because the entities that are involved in doing a lot of this are interdimensional, and the only way you can explain them is through quantum physics and the consciousness and the holographic illusion, basically what we're talking about. Unified field theory suggests that our reality is a sea of energy, an energetic illusion that our consciousness perceive and interact with. The world you see around you is really a soup of intelligent energy, fooling your senses into believing is tangible, visible, audible, and reality that you have is the experience. Now, I'm not going to go into detail on these tonight, but the reason I'm saying that is this. The reason they're using the Morgellons bacteria is because it helps, it produces what's called, our body produces light photons, and there's an excellent article you can read on this, and that's how our body connects to itself. That's how our body talks to the DNA in our body, and our body basically uses these light photons to communicate intercellularly. Apparently, these entities that are invading us with the Morgellons disease actually accumulate biophotons, and they literally suck the life out of you. They literally suck out our life force. That's interesting, because that's what happens with the Morgellons disease victims. This is an article that is written by Sire G. He's the founder of Green Meadow Info, and the name of the article is Biophotons the Human Body Emits, Communicates With, and Is Made From Light. This is Tuesday, June the 25th, 2013, when it was released. You guys can go and pick it up online, and you can read the entire thing about how the body communicates via light photons, biophotons. In fact, if you want, go to Wikipedia and look up the term biophotons, because when we go down to the molecular level of our genome, DNA can be identified to be a source of biophoton emissions as well. One author proposes that DNA is so biophoton dependent that is a laser, because that it has laser-like properties, enabling it to exist in a stable state far from thermal equilibrium threshold. In other words, basically, we're putting out these biophotons. They're accumulated with different types of crystals, which I'm not going to get into detail with tonight because it gets a little bit too esoteric, and that goes in a lot of Fred Bell's teachings. But what's crazy about the crystals are this, that these Morgellons bacteria actually develop crystals in their body structure, which helps to the biophotons to be absorbed by these extra dimensional entities. Guys, I told you this was going to get weird, and this is some crazy stuff. We've talked about it before, but this is what they're doing to us. Remember, we talked also about the Sabbatean sabotage of humanity. I pull up an article on that. The Sabbatean refers to a certain Kabbalist lineage dating back to Sabbatea Tzvi, that's T-S-V-I, who ran with the twisted occult teachings of a denizen of the deep satanic occultist named Isaac Luna. Sabbatea later gained massive power and notoriety and eventually claimed himself the Messiah. His subsequent influence is very alive today, to which many forms into which he has also since morphed. Now, this guy basically is the one who got Jacob Frank started in worshiping Lucifer, and Jacob Frank is the one who got the Rothschilds into worshiping Lucifer. Another article here. Black magic is the force that rules the world. Through the Sabbatean Frankist Kabbalist Satanists, talk about how symbols rule the world. That's why I want to get rid of the Confederate flag and all the stuff that we did with this. And here's what Russ Dizdar talks about. And this is what this article quotes. And also Stanley Kubrick talked about it also. Black magic at its core really is about demonic possession. Since the world is made of energy, which we mentioned earlier, not matter, and since energy moves in waves which have frequencies, the satanic rituals are designed to entrain the energetic biofrequency, the biophotons, of the participants with that of the other of other dark entities, so that there is a vibrational match. Once there's a frequency resonance or lock, an exchange can then take place. Energy, intent, or information go from one being, place, or dimension and can be transferred to another. This works, by the way, on scalar waves. This works both ways. The person gets possessed, receives information from certain dark entities, while the dark entities also take something from that person. The theme of possession crops up again and again when exposing the worldwide conspiracy, and has been going on a long time. Hitler was reported to be demonically possessed by his aide, Hermann Rauschnick. It goes into detail on all of the black magic. Another article, horrifying proof that black magic Satanists rule the world, not politicians or military heads. Black magic is the force that rules the world. So is the black magic magicians who constitute the true rulers of the world, at least in the earthly realm. These are the same guys when Moses threw his staff down and it turned into a snake. These are the same guys that threw their staff down and it turned into a snake. Of course, we know that Moses' snake ate their snake. The Bible talks about these guys. It goes all the way back to Egypt. The satanic black magicians pull the strings, not the politicians, corporate bosses, military heads, intelligence chiefs, or even the international bankers, although they hold many of these roles. And we've told you guys repeatedly that what happens is we've given the authority that we have to our elected politicians. The elected politicians have given it over to the military. The military basically has turned this whole thing into the CIA and these secret societies. And so this is what they're doing, and the secret societies have turned this over to the black magicians and to the occult leaders to tie this energy into these entities, into these other dimensions. That's why I wanted to talk to you about how we're interdimensional, we're entities, and how physics works, and that's why we brought up those other articles. What do you think about this stuff, Doug?
You know, it's fascinating. It ties together. Ted, I mean, it ties together everything. I really believe that if we connect enough dots, and the reason, now you and I spoke about this before, the reason I kind of asked you to approach the subject again, I think we kind of agreed upon it, but I think the further down this road that we get, the pathway of time, the more we're seeing the wheels come off this thing, or the more that's being exposed. I'm not sure which would be the more correct assessment. And people are going to be confused, especially if they're not plugged into the proper information, to understand that there's a whole litany of things going on behind the scenes. And this is what Ted is giving you, the information he's giving you, the result of countless hours of research and many books and sifting through articles, you know, tens upon thousands of words and pages. This is important to me. So, yeah, what would I think? I mean, the bottom line is pay attention. Pay attention to this, because all of this is important.
I haven't even started on Fred Bell stuff yet. I've got so much more stuff to cover. And the thing about it is, guys, some of this stuff gets really weird. I'm not telling you that I agree with it. So don't quote Ted Brewer said he agreed with all this stuff. I'm not telling you that I agree with all this stuff. Some of the stuff I don't agree with, and I've already told you some of the things I don't agree with. And I'm trying not to bring in too much of this weird New Age stuff, because I don't believe in that New Age stuff. I want you guys to know that. But sometimes the New Age stuff does overlap with the Bible, and when they start talking about these interdimensional entities and also the satanic agenda. And so I have to kind of bring in a little bit more information on that end, just in case somebody who's listening tonight is not a Christian. Because, guys, listen to me. If you're listening tonight and you're not a Christian, this is the perfect opportunity for you to understand what it means to be a Christian when you're in covenant with the Most High God. And that Jesus Christ came to stop this ridiculous mess that's been happening on this planet for eons of time as far as these entities trying to control everything. Guys, this is how it's supposed to work. We're supposed to be in love with God, we're supposed to believe in Jesus Christ, and we're supposed to treat each other as we'd treat ourselves. Love one another and treat each other as you'd want to be treated. If we did that, then we're not going to have a problem when these weirdo wackos taking over the world. But we got these sociopaths, these psychopaths that come in and they do these crazy things, and they have no feeling or any remorse or any empathy towards any of us. They really don't care. If you think Hillary Clinton cares a thing about those men who she allowed to be killed in Benghazi, or Egypt, and those hundreds of thousands, not millions of people who died in Egypt, or the half million that are dead or displaced in Syria now. I mean, are you kidding me? They simply don't care, because we're going to talk about why in just a minute. This is going to get really interesting here in a second. Now, here's another article by Michael Scalella again, S-A-L-L-A. Again, he's a noted UFO researcher. And again, for those guys that are in the set who want to talk about from a secular standpoint, you can also look up again Linda Moulton Howe, H-O-W-E. In this article, he says the reptilian aliens helped Nazi build secret space programs in Antarctica. Now, again, I would call it the fallen angels helped the Nazi Germany build secret space programs in Antarctica. And he has an entire article here about what they did in Antarctica. And now, you know, Steve Quayle wrote a book about, you know, Antarctica. And guys, Antarctica is this giant no-fly zone. It's a huge continent down here on the south part of the planet that we're not allowed to go to. In fact, if you get down there and try flying across it, they're going to basically shoot you down. You can't do it. It's controlled by the military. I mean, there's something going on in Antarctica. I mean, Steve Quayle talks about it in his book. What does he call it? Empire Beneath the Ice. Is that the name of the book, Doug?
Yes, sir. That's it.
And I mean, so guys, everybody needs to get Steve Quayle's book on this, because I'm not going to go into detail on Antarctica. But the more you dig into Antarctica, the weirder that place gets. Now, I did speak. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're right. From Operation High Jump, which happened 2 years after World War II, many people think it was an environmental exploration and mapping exploration, but in fact, there were U.S. destroyers sent, over 1,000 military jets were sent, as well as a whole barrage of Navy and military personnel. And that was due to the fact that in 1938, the Hitler regime also went to Antarctica, and from the underground bases, to the extent that they were built in Munich and other parts of Europe and Germany, it was thought that what they did in Antarctica was build a 200,000-plus station for most of the military there. And many historians will write it off and say, no, the Navy was just doing exploration and mapping. But some of the documents are still classified to this day, and we don't have a full accounting of what happened with Operation High Jump.
Well, that's right, Joe. In fact, they told us in 1945 that Hitler was dead, too. They told us Hitler was dead, right? Well, we don't. Now they tell us, 70 years later, 65 years later, 60 years later, that Hitler's not dead, that he didn't die in the bunker, which we already knew anyhow. Russia released that information years ago, and Stalin said he got away, too. I mean, Stalin said he got away back in the 40s. I mean, now they're telling us he got away. Well, now we got that Hitler didn't die in the bunker. Well, they lied about that for decades. We know what happened with the Gulf of Tonkin, as far as to precipitate the Vietnam War, and we know that they were just running drugs out of the Cambodian Triangle down there. Vietnam wanted to get out of the loop. Kennedy found out about it. I mean, all of this stuff that we talk about, that they've lied and lied and lied. And what happened is this. When the United States was dragged into World War I, I mean, literally kicking and screaming, the American people did not want to be in World War I. When they were dragged into World War I and we beat the Germans and basically, conquered Europe, and then we had the Versailles Treaty, and then 20 years later, we're starting World War II, the American people literally had to be dragged back into World War II because they didn't want any part of that either. See, and we were dragged into both of these wars because of the Tavistock Institute programming with Bernays and what he was doing on the radio, the TV, and in print ads to get us to believe all the lies they told us about. We already discussed that earlier now. See, and what has been done to us is that since that wretched stuff that came to us from Leipzig, they've basically trained us like Pavlovian dogs with both operant and classical conditioning to basically believe the lie of what they tell us. And I remember Goering said that he was one of the biggest fans of Bernays, who was the sick, perverted cousin of Sigmund Freud, and they were both Sabbateans, they were both Luciferians, they were both Satanists. And they tried to push that whole Satanist agenda into the psychology profession about how everybody's twisted and messed up and loves to have sex with their mother and all these other crazy things that Freud taught. I mean, the whole thing was just crazy what they taught. And the problem, then you find out that Freud was a sticking cocaine addict on top of everything else. So, guys, listen to me. What you've been told in many of these areas has been a complete and total downright lie. Now, I'm going to read you this one. Now I've got a couple articles to read, a couple pages to read to you out of the Inside Track with Fred Bell. And then basically, I'm not going to read any more out of this book because this book is just, this book was hard to get through. But I want to read you a couple things here. I mean, I've read this whole book for like one page here. I mean, it's like 500 pages. It goes, another incident that occurred a few years later after the alien incident was the death of James Vincent Forrestal, May of 22nd, 1949, former United States Secretary of the Navy and the first United States Secretary of Defense, supposedly as a member of the famous Majestic 12. You guys can look that up. James was involved with the aliens that were taken into captivity from the Roswell crash. The secrecy of alien intervention was heavy on his mind because he's a very strong Christian. And finally, he was asked to resign by Harry S. Truman, the United States president who preceded Dwight Eisenhower. Forrestal was considered a security risk by the OSS and MI6 at the time and was placed under the care of none other than the aforementioned Dr. William Menninger of the Menninger Clinic in Topeka, Kansas. Remember, Dr. Menninger was the great LSD experimenter that had strong CIA connections and was linked to the Tavistock Institute.
That's right. Forrestal took a header out of the window.
We're up against the break. And as far as Hitler goes, in 1945, they claimed that he was dead. Russia said they never found the bodies. 1978, 20-some years later, they claimed to find a skull. DNA test proves that it was a woman. And the verification of Hitler's death has never been established. Folks, we'll be right back with Dr. Ted Breuer right after this.